النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وترانا على قبول منا إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أصحابه الكرام يا أرواح إخواني الأنبياء والمرسلين وقدماء شرائعهم وإلى أرواح الأئمة الأربعة والأرواح مشايخنا بطريقة النقشبندية العلية خاصة إلى روح إمام الطريقة وخلف الخليفة خواجة أبي النقشبند محمد ويسير البخاري وحضرة أستاذنا سيدنا سلطان أولياء سيد الشيخ الله الفاز الدوستاني سيدنا الشيخ محمد ناصر الحقاني عبد الخالق الرزدواني وعلي خاتم وشغلنا وسائر سادتنا وصديقينا وإلى أرواح آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وجداتنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا وأخواننا وأخواتنا وأمامنا وعماتنا وأخواننا وخالاتنا وإلى أهل العم وأهل بيتنا وإلى المظلومين السادات والشرفاء والرزاة الحجاج والمعتمرين في برك وبحرك وجودك من أمة محمد عامة أجمعين لهم منا ولنا معهم الفاتحة.
آمين.
على ربي علي الأعلى الوهاب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعد تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وألحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الفاتحة.
الحمد لله
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله والحمد لله. سبحان الله العظيم. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اطيعوا الله واطيعوا الرسول واولي الامر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said obey Allah, obey his prophet and obey your leaders who are of authority on you. Just now he read اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. He said in the dua that, oh Allah, shows us the right to be right. أرنا الحق حقا, show us the right, and give us support, energy, power, وَزُبْنَا اتِّبَاعًا to follow it. Means, oh Allah, shows us the right way and let us believe from our side that it is the right way. أَلِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا means even we see that Allah sent his messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Islam, and it was like the sunlight, his message, but still we are not seeing the right to be right. And that's why in dua we say Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan. Yani, we are affirming, Ya Allah, show us the right. Because many people might see the right, not right. They might see the right, wrong and follow the wrong one. You say, no, that's wrong. Right is wrong. How we are going to do that? So they don't follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they follow themselves. So it is important to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the right as right. How many of us accept to listen to other people's opinion? Huh? How many of us accept to listen to other people's opinion? You raise your hands. Or people are happy with their own opinion. Cannot hear, say, accept the truth. Allah is saying, أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا. Show us the right, right. Anyone will accept other person's opinion? Huh? Raise your hand. No one raising hand. Means all of us are not accepting, except our opinion. Correct?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Why? Huh? Why you don't accept other people's opinion? You. Huh?
I'm Sultan.
Correct? That's right. He's seeing himself Sultan. He's seeing himself the top. That's correct. He's not saying accept the truth. Now he's saying the truth. Might be later, he doesn't say something else. So he sees himself Sultan. What you see yourself? Angel. The others, then, one see himself philosopher. The other one think he is the best that Allah has created. That is not haq. Dua say, arina al-haqqa haq. That not correct. He is not Sultan, he is not angel, I'm not anything, you are not whatever. So what we are seeing is we are seeing, making, changing the reality and believing ourselves. Allah said, you are, what Allah said? Servant. But what He said, describing us, كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He described us as ظَلُومًا, oppressors and ignorant. We are oppressors to ourselves and ignorant. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ
إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا.
الله إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. Allah has given, showed the right to heavens, the earth and mountains. Means He showed, when we describe heavens and earth and mountains, means we are describing the pillars of this universe. Allah showed them the reality. And He said, carry it.
They said, no, oh Allah, no, we cannot.
Because they know. Because Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan. They saw the haqq is haqq. They didn't see it different. So they refused. They said, oh Allah, please, we cannot carry it. فَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا فَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They said, no, we cannot. It's difficult. What Allah said, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Someone came, he thought himself is Sultan, as he said, and carried that trust. Who was that? Who was that? You, who was that? Human being. Human being carried the trust because he didn't figure it out. Paradise and heavens, earth, mountains. He said no. You are strong, and they said no. Human being is weak. And he said yes. So what Allah described him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. What you are? ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. What you are? Repeat.
ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا.
So what we are? ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Means we are ظَلُومًا, oppressors, and جَهُولًا, ignorant. So how you say about yourself, Sultan? From where you brought it? From your father home? Inherited it? From Jahannam, yes. Stock market. We have to open in New York a stock market called Zaluman Jahuda. To sell shares with Shaitan. Yeah. Like this one. He thinks he's the boss of computers. No one knows better than him. The biggest. Yeah. Stop. Number one. So he is what? Zaluma Jahula. To himself. Not to others. He is oppressor to himself. Zaluma Jahula. So what we are?
Zaluma Jahula.
I want everyone to say it by himself alone, to learn. You say it first.
Baluman Jahula.
Baluman Jahula. Baluman Jahula.
You?
Baluman Jahula.
Baluman Jahula. You?
Baluman Jahula.
You?
Baluman Jahula.
You?
Baluman Jahula.
You?
Baluman Jahula. Baluman Jahula.
Baluman Jahula.
And you? Zaluman Jahula. So what we are? Zaluman Jahula. So if we are Zaluman Jahula, so it's better to put our head under grave and in dirt, better than to be sitting in the moon and think we are going to politicize Islam. We are going to make Islam politics and to change everything about traditional mainstream Islam into a modern Islam which is false. That is arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'an wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaban. And show us the falsehood to be falsehood and give us the power to leave it. These people, scholars who are thinking they want to modernize Islam and politicize Islam, they are seeing batil and they think it is right. And they are following batil. Sayyidina Umar, what he said, if I'm not going to improve myself today more than yesterday, and tomorrow more than today, and after tomorrow more than tomorrow, underground means grave is better for me than to be on dunya. So any one of us
is improving himself, as Sayyidina Umar said. Huh?
No.
I'm not hearing you, Santuan.
No.
Anyone who is not saying no means he thinks himself better than Sayyidina Umar.
No.
Okay, huh?
No.
Now quickly, no.
No.
What that means? Means we are what? Zaluman Jahula. Who is giving us that desire? To be Zaluman Jahula? Shaitan, of course. So what Allah said, the continuation of the verse?
ويعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات ويتوب الله
إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله
ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات
إنه كان ظلوما what you are
ظلوما جهولا
and then what he said to punish you. Allah is going to punish you. You are Zaluma Jawla, okay, take it, throw him down in hell, in hell, not seeing paradise. يُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ مُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ Immediately Allah described them. Because you are Zaluma Jawla, He is going to dump you by punishment into hellfire. يُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ But he gave us an opening. And what he said after saying يُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ, he's confirming his يُعَذِّبَ. He didn't say وَيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ, he said لِيُعَذِّبَ. Means he's going, confirming, affirming, he's going to punish hypocrites. مُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ of two faces. When they see right, they do wrong. They twist the right to be wrong, and they twisted what I said and condemned me. They twist the right to be wrong, and they twist the wrong to be right. As Prophet ﷺ, that in the, it's coming very soon in the last days, ulama scholars, they know nothing of religion, like today ulama. They are doctors, engineers, pediatrician, gynecologist, mechanical engineer, businessman, they become ulama, running mosques. And what he said, they know nothing of religion. They have an eloquent, a nice tongue to speak, brainwash people, twist them, and show them the right, wrong, and wrong path. That's what we are seeing today. Correct?
Yes.
One, أعمالكم أمامكم. What you do, you are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to your amal, He will show you. So what Allah said, since you are zaluma jahula, oppressor and weak and ignorant, Ya Allah, take punishment, لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ. For Allah to punish those who are hypocrites. From men and women. Then Allah, غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Because Allah said, I am the merciful one. So what He said immediately after that? يَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And for Him to forgive the believers from women and men. Means Allah knows you are Zaluman Jahula. But if you are not going to be a hypocrite and you know yourself that you are oppressor and ignorant and you confess that character in you and you declare it to yourself and you try to purify and lift up yourself, what will happen? لِيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you forgive men and women, mu'min, and Allah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah is the most merciful and most forgiving. So we are ظَلُومَ مَنْ جَهُولًا, we are oppressor and ignorant, but we say, يَا عَقَ, we are weak. So since you know yourself, don't say, I am a sultan, I am strong, I know everything. That Allah doesn't like. Allah knows who you are, weak, you are ignorant. So keep your weakness and show your helplessness and ask Allah support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and support you and give you mercy and forgive you. But if we are going to be proud, arrogant of ourselves, then Allah will not like us. Allah created الناس سواسية كأسنان المش. Allah created all human beings equal. Don't say I'm better than the other ones. Allah created all, as Prophet said, Allah created all human beings equal as the teeth of the comb are equal. Don't say I'm better than this and that. Who knows? Might be you are worse, but your desires and ego is telling you to be the best. Keep humbleness, respect everyone, love everyone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us and will send us to paradise with the barakah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the barakah of awliya, with the barakah of Islam, with the barakah of Holy Quran. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmati al-fath. Abdul Majid. He's new.
Yes.
Coming here first time.
We came about a month ago.
I was not here.
Yes.
Innahu kana daruma jahula. You are sultan, huh? That's nice. I like to hear that. You what? You
zircon.
What's that?
It shines, but it has no value.
Why then you fight with everyone? Zircon, since it has no value, you must be the submission, complete submission. Allah, Allah. What is the time now? It's Aisha. Al-Kareem, come sit here. Give them a talk. Ladies, come this side. Or pull this way. Hey, Iban, run this way. Let ladies come this side. Come on, Karim here. Men this side, ladies this side. Come here. And sit here. Everyone keep sitting. Don't worry. You sit, give them a talk. Lecture. Come.
If I don't come, I come tomorrow.
You sit. Don't be that here.
Thank you.